Good evening. So, I wanted to discuss tonight food and Isser on Shabbos. What we're not talking about tonight is foods like raw meat or foods which are in theory are edible but currently are not. I'm not really interested in talking about that tonight, although we'll touch on it. The main Shabbos I want to deal with tonight is, let's say food is mamish asr on Shabbos. What's the number one way food becomes asr on Shabbos? Well, if a guy cooks the meal for you, it's asr. Or you cook it, for certainly. Well, the people who cook for themselves aren't asking
much about it. Oh, shogeg.
It's shogeg, right? Shogeg, exactly. I always say this, I'll just reiterate this. People ask me all the time, can you eat at people's houses? They're worried about it. I said, kasher, say no. I don't know if they know Hilcha Shabbos. They never learned Hilcha Shabbos. How do you know Hilcha Shabbos? Right? Didn't come, if their husbands didn't come Tuesday night, then for sure they can't eat their house. No, because if they cook the food for you, you're the guest. That's a big problem, right? Very rarely is it going to be mamish asr d'oraisa. That's not happening. Usually, if you're at somebody's house, the case is almost always they're over rabbanans, right? That they went ahead and they reheated the food incorrectly over d'oraisa. It would have to be that they actually cook the food d'oraisa. So, at least if you're their guest, you usually have something to be samech on. But for yourself, you won't. And if you know the guy did it for you, you won't. So the food's asr. So could you move that food on Shabbos? Or, let's say you have a lettuce, which is very dirty. Why can't you clean off dirty lettuce? Like, it's filled with dirt.
Borer.
Or you have lettuce, which you did not check for bugs. You can't eat that. Because actually, Reb Shalom Tendler is here this afternoon from Baltimore. He's the Star K's main guy for bugs. We were handling sushi today. You know, the kashrus of sushi, because a lot of the sushi that the Star K gave us the hechsher on, they have shrimp is found in those in sushi, you know, in the Norway Sea, the wraps of those things. You know, you sell seaweed. That's what I was bothering him about, because seaweed, shrimp's found in seaweed, seahorses. So how they do the hechsher is complicated,
like
right?
Little ones, like little shrimp.
Oh, yeah.
Seahorses.
No, it's very tiny shrimp, very tiny seahorses. They actually told me they have a mashkiach tmidi on those plants. It's not like a regular plant. That means that they have the constant mashkiach in the plant at the Star K. And even so, they have to have recalls on that place.
And they can tell if there's a little shrimp in it?
What?
And they can tell if there's a little shrimp in every little sushi roll?
We could speak to him. That's not what we're talking about tonight. But if they give a hechsher, you can assume that they know what they're doing. But the point is let's say you don't have any mashkiach. You just have nice romaine lettuce, unchecked romaine lettuce. So that's going to be, or even better, right, broccoli. Which is mamish mukzuk betlayim, strawberries, unwashed strawberries on the top around the thing is mukzuk betlayim, usually in most seasons. So what do you do? What?
Mukzuk
betlayim. Betlayim.
Means something like they're in your refrigerator and you want to know if you can move them.
Yeah, exactly. Are they mukzuk or are they food? Right? They're bad some food. So where do you even see this concept come up? So there's a Gemara in Beitza. The Gemara in Beitza. There is a Gemara in Beitza. The Gemara says, at the end of this Gemara, it's a back and forth, Amar of Papa, says of Papa, where's of Papa, Rosh Shiva, Shiran? Oh my goodness.
No?
Rav Papa.
Navada?
Rav Papa. Rami Bar Papa, Hanina Bar Papa, all the Rav Papas.
Sura
Bar Papa, no.
You took two.
No. See, you have to know. You can't guess.
There are
guess
only
this.
Three
Naresh.
Of them.
Naresh.
Has to be
Naresh. Naresh. If you don't know Naresh, you're Nebuch, but it's Naresh.
You didn't know Naresh, did you?
It's Naresh was about a few kilometers south of Sura. Don't ever forget that, by the way.
Very close,
Naresh.
Rabbi.
Very close, yeah.
Naresh.
No cigar. Amar of Papa. Hilchasa, the halacha is Nachri Shavi Doran Liyasrael Beyonta. So a guy, you have a nice, friendly Gentile, right? Like in San Jose, a lot of Gentiles are friendly, they're nice, it's very, it would be. I've gotten gifts and they bring me, you know, Rabbi, here's for you, some lemons, oranges. The Mechubar Aser, I'm sorry, they bring you a gift and they bring you a fruit. I've had this happen to me. They bring you, I just cut these down, right? Well, that's the ingredients on Shabbos, right? So if there, so says Rav Papa, if they're that man, if there are oranges on the trees, you cannot. It's aser. That food is aser on Shabbos because you assume that they picked it on Shabbos, or in this case Yom Tov, right? And if they picked it, it's going to be muksa. Rashi says in Yishmos min b'mechubar asurin, Yishum muksa, because of muksa. And even according to Rabbi Shimon, usually Rabbi Shimon Baruch Hai is makel by muksa. He's makel in a couple of cases. We saw by muksa chesser and kiss. We saw the discussion. He's also makel by grogris and simukim. When you go ahead and dry out raisins, grapes to raisins, or grogris is what?
Figs
to anas to grogris, right? To dry out figs. therefore, what happens is in the middle process between grape and raisin, or between ripe fresh fig and dried out fig, so basically it's unedible for a certain period of time. And more than it's unedible, when you put it on the roof, which is where they used to dry it out, you're really showing and illustrating that you're not going to eat it. Right? It's not edible for Shabbos.
It's not
even,
it's not no light as well, but...
What's the nolad?
It wasn't edible before.
Why? No, but it's not instantaneous. I mean, if it becomes edible, maybe on Shabbos you can handle nolad. But right now we're just talking about it's in a state of inedibility, or we know those Gemaras in Shabbos actually. It's that you designate it, you're not going to use it. You put it aside that you're not using it. Those are the main reasons given. Umechubar, if it's connected to a tree. It's kerugrogris v'tzimukim dami. Do a log to mantle. You're a religious Jew. You're not going to pick fruits on Shabbos or Yom Tov. So you didn't pick them yesterday. Aksinui daite. Right? You know, you took out those fruits. You're not going to have them. So it's kilo. You set them aside that you were not going to have them on Shabbos or Yom Tov. V'lo tichluk b'mechubar. There's no difference if it's mechubar to a tree. It's connected to a tree. If it's a shalau, shalnachri. Whether it's to you or an achri, it's forbidden. So it says, Rav Papa, if he brings you oranges or lemons or a parsimon, he's a nice guy, he brings a parsimon, right? If it's on the trees, those fruits, it's also to have. V'le'erev nami asurin, and at night, even post Yom Tov, it's asurin b'kdei shiyasu. The amount of time it takes to pick the fruit. Now Rashi says an interesting thing. What Kadesh Yatsa, like the general case is if somebody does malacha for you on Shabbos, where the Knas is, you can't have it until after Shabbos Kadesh Yatsa. Rashi then has a long discussion over here, brings Rayas, that if it's Yom Tov Rishon going to Yom Tov Sheni, even though you can't eat the fruit, it may not be able to eat it, it's not mukhs anymore, Yom Tov Sheni, okay? Taisus and others disagree with Rashi. It's a long, there's a lot of proofs here. If we were doing this sugya about Yom Tov Rishon, Yom Tov Sheni, we're going to see it in parenthetical, so I'm mentioning it now. But Rashi brings several proofs to this point. Okay? V'me'emo samim b'chubar. Now let's say there are no, in town there's no oranges on the trees. There's no lemons, no parsimons on the trees. So, toichatzchom mutter. If it's toichatzchom, it's mutter. And if it's chutzatzchom, right? Chutzatzchom, it's aser. Right? If it comes from outside the tzchom, if they brought it specifically for a Jew, it's aser. Okay? So if they brought out, this is why, not just now, you get your Amazon thing, it comes from, you get it Shabbos afternoon. Or Yom Tov afternoon, it would be also it's coming chutz atzchom, right? They're flying in Shabbos morning, or Yom Tov morning. It's chutz atzchom, it's aser. Rabbi Shlom Yisrael zemutter liyisrael. If it comes for a Jew, it's mutter liyisrael acher. So if he brings for one Jew into the tzchom, right? There are oranges in Fresno, and he went to Fresno Shabbos Yom Tov morning. He brings the oranges Yom Tov afternoon, right? How far of Shabbos Fresno? 2 hours.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Even more.
Maybe
speeds. He's a road racer.
No, I don't.
Yeah, I got pulled over by a car once.
Too much information. You're on tape. Moshe, don't say too much. Alright, so, but 3 hours, it's doable, right? He goes in the morning, they're picking, he brings it to you. You can't have it, comes to Mutzchutzitzchon, but if he brought it for you to give to Yisrael Acher, right, then it would be okay.
Same thing with if they're fruit on the trees, if you brought it for one Jew, then it's for a different Jew?
No,
specifically with the Tchon.
Right, exactly. And why, again, I don't want to get to all these side points, because that's another sugya. There happens to be a lot along this, with all of these points.
And so when you say up, you mean for the same amount of time, after the same amount of time, that took him to bring it from the Tchon to him, or is it immediately after?
Kadeshiyatso?
Yeah.
Be, it's not time the kids takes to get there.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, sure. Fine. On this Gemara, the Rif, Mitzvah Kofasi, where's he from, Yehuda?
The Rif?
Yeah. John is itching to say.
Spain?
Spain? Where else?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
Sounds Persian.
It sounds
Persian.
Yeah. Moroccan. Oh, Moroccan. Yeah.
I almost said France. I almost said France.
Never say France in the show. Okay. So yeah. So it's a fast. It's from the greatest region. He says the following. He quotes this Gemara, and then he says the following thing. V'had amrinan im yesh me'oisam im b'mechubar aser, that if there's from that mid b'mechubar aser.
What was that, Rabbi? I missed
what the Rav said. And if there's that min mechubar, it's aser.
Okay.
Lo mi bai ba'achila. We're not talking about achila the aser. El afilu totlo nami aser. Even to move it. If he gives it to you, it's not just that you can't eat it. It's mamish iser muksa. Nami aser. Mishun lo chazi la'achila muksuhu. Since you're not allowed to eat this the whole Yom Tov, zok the Rif. Right? So the Mela says the Rif, it's muksa. Because you can't eat it, it's muksa. Does it make sense?
It wasn't set aside for Shabbos.
What?
It wasn't set aside for Shabbos.
Yeah. Or Yom Tov. In this case, happens to be Yom Tov, but the same thing. So you can't, you're not able to do it. And the Rosh says the same thing.
And if it's a valuable food, would it be muksa, something?
I don't
remember
from the.
Yeah.
No, I'm thinking about food. Muksa, machas, kasha, kiss. No, I mean, it would not. Food's meant to be eaten.
Okay.
Yeah, so. The Rosh says the same thing in Perikimo Halacha Beis. The Rosh says, in the end of the Rosh,
even expensive fruits. You go to Whole Foods.
Fruits
and,
yes.
Like one
fruits,
pomegranate could like is the price of like what it would take to feed a town in Africa.
No, it doesn't exist. Again, the Rosh says the same thing. This, if it's mechubar, you have to assume he picked it for you on Yom Tov for Shabbos. It's aser lo mi bai ba'achila. We're not just talking about eating. The aser ela filo letaltel nami aser. Delo chazi la'achila komuk sedami. Even to move this fruit that was picked for you by your nice neighbor Timothy or Mary Ann, right? They went ahead and picked it for you. Mary Ann says, you know, you're such a good neighbor. I just picked fresh tomatoes from my garden for you. And you can't even take it from her. It's Pashen Muksa. Pashen Muksa. You can't eat it, you can't take it. I said, Tamer, please put it down. My hands hurt, maybe I have to tell her. It's Muksa. That's both the Rosh and the Rifts both say the exact same thing.
There's no shadow of like Ava or anything crazy like that. Like
Ava?
Like not taking a gift from a goy and telling him this.
Break Shabbos law. What if the guy gives you a chicken and cheese sandwich?
You can treat a goy on Shabbos if they have a
that's something else. That's something
because
else.
Because of that, because you don't want to offend the goyim.
You were talking about a case of not treating a goy on Shabbos. When Moshe says you didn't treat a goy on Shabbos, is because it will lead to pikuach nefesh. If you don't treat goyim, if you're a doctor, they'll hate your guts. If you don't take their tomatoes. You're not going to hate your guts. There's not that degree of Ava over here. It's muksa. It's like anything else. What if you're a woman who wants to hug you? She says, long time I see my neighbor. You want to hug her? Did you say Ava?
How much is the sale for?
No, seriously, you can't. No, Ava is not a blanket rule to break Torah over here. It's muksa. You can't. Ava doesn't break muksa. So the Chayyim, the Shir should be over. Basically, what you see from this Gemara Mufreshes the Gemara Beit Zechav Dalit and Beit. And from two of the greatest Rishonim, you know, the Machaber, his golden rule is that he has three poskim he follows. Right? The Beit Zechav says this. The Rambam, the Rif, and the Rosh. And I have to show you the Rif and the Rosh explicitly, that any fruit, which is Aser, so which means, if the guy made you coffee, also, that coffee is Mamash Muksa. If they made Sholent, you can't move that, right? If the salad is inedible, you're not going to be able to move that because it's usher to eat on Shabbos, l'chara, right?
What if you need the place?
I mean, tzarach makomo. So maybe tzarach makomo would be okay. Perhaps, but we're talking without tzarach makomo.
Well, it's a good question, though, about what status, what level of muksa is it?
So, it's a good shaila. We'll have to see if there's anything to rely on. But there's an amazing Amshul Shlomo, Shlomo Luria with the contemporary of the Ramah, learning the base marriage in Krakow with the Ramah. And of course, he's known as the Marshal, but in his Yamshul Shlomo, in Beitza, on the Gemara, he brings this Gemara down. He says the following thing. It's a long piece, so I'm going to pick the critical parts. Quotes Amar of Papa, Kusi Shavador Yisrael. He brings a gift to a Jew. If it's coming from a type of thing that's connected to a tree, asurin ala erif b'kedeshi aso, until the time where it could be ready. Because Rashi quotes Rashi, shafilu Rabbi Shimon, even Rabbi Shimon, who's usually lenient on muksa, is noyde b'muksa de mechubar came under the liktino b'me'etzol. Because he didn't pick it from yesterday, it's like kagrogris, it's like dried figs and raisins. Umash etzarech, why for kadeshi asa, so you shouldn't benefit from it on Shabbos. And then he discusses the whole thing up to Rishon and to Rishani. Then he says as follows: Vikshar Haran al the Ran. What in the world? Where is? What's going on over here? Like, you know. It's still Asr Kadesh Yaso, right? It says basically they're saying it's still Asr because of Muksa afterwards. That's his question. It's still Asr because of Muksa after Yom Tov of Kadesh Yaso. It's the Asr because of Yom Tov Atzma. It's not really no gap, but what's important here is as follows. The Yom Tov Shlomo then says, at the end of this long Yom Tov Shlomo, but Ani Oymer, the Ran's question of how Kadesh Yasa work doesn't make any sense. In Rashi, it works according to the Rif. You know why? Because the Rif understands the reason is Muksa. It means as follows. The Rif understands that this fruit is muksa, like a kli that's muksa, like it's like a phone that can't be used on Shabbos, right? So too, a fruit which is picked cannot be used whatsoever. It's muksa. Rashi does not say that, says the Amshul Shlomo. He says, toughest divrei harif. The Ran who can ask that question picks the opinion of the Rif. Ma'ach shasir be'achila, because you can't eat it on Shabbos. Your lettuce, which is filled with bugs, it can't be eaten on Shabbos, so it's Aser, it's Mishumuksa. Just like any kli that can't be used on Shabbos is Aser Mishumuksa. But Rashi, listen to what the Amshul Shlomo says, but Rashi, Viseyason, anyone who holds like Rashi, Lo Savralai Svarad, they do not hold that fruits or lettuce or something that can't be eaten on Shabbos is Muksa. The only reason why you cannot take this, remove this. Yes. Shum is it? It's hoksumi daito. Means you didn't have a mind before. you set it aside. It's something specific where you were hoksumi daito that you weren't going to move this. You understand? It's hoksumi daito, so you won't be able to move it.
So it's a lower level of muksa, but it's still
it's
muksa.
It's not really muksa. It's only because anything which is hoksumi daito. If I take good fruit and I say I'm not going to use it, I specifically in theory or any clay. I put it aside and I specifically have mine not to use it for Shabbos.
Then
it's a discussion what that means, right? Anything which is hoax silly that I have in mind not to use it is a problem. So what Rashi, so the Rehi Hashem Shalom was saying is that Rashi does not hold that food intrinsically. It means if you had food in your house, which is unedible, you knew about it being there, right? You knew you had lettuce in your house. You know, Max, you didn't think about it, period. Right? The fact that it's buggy, it shouldn't be hooked to me daito, right? You didn't set it aside. It's not put on your roof like the raisins or the dried figs. It's not on the tree, which you have in mind. There's no way you're going to eat that. It's in your house, the lettuce. It's not hooked to me daito. Understand what I'm saying?
So every food that you eat on Shabbos has to be set aside for Shabbos?
No, but if it's set specifically aside, that you're not going to eat something. You're not going to use something. That's where hooks of medaito means.
But here, he didn't do it possibly. He didn't set it aside. He didn't do the hooks of medaito at all. It came to him on a tree.
No, but something on a tree is intrinsically, Rashi says, hooks of medaito. That was the Lashon of Rashi that's intrinsically hooks of medaito. Just to reiterate the Lashon of Rashi in Chaf Dalet of the Beit, and Beitza. Mechubar, if it's connected to a tree, kegrogor if it's simukim dummy, it's like dried figs and raisins. Midulo lakdan me'emel, you're not picking them off before Shabbos. Aksinu midaita, you're taking it out of your thought to ever have this on Shabbos. Now again, something which is intrinsically beheter, I'll just point out, usually it's not going to be muksa, but the concept of aksinu midaita. It's not that it's intrinsically muksa. It's that you've made it not touchable for Shabbos. Again, when you put grapes and figs are edible. Now, it's not. It's the Gemara says two reasons, or the two discussions, why when you put it on your roof, right, to dry out, you can't eat it. Number one is perhaps it's decomposing. But number two, as far as we're concerned, it's you mean max it, then you're not going to use it. You're putting it to dry out, right? How long does it take to make whiskey?
At least 12 years.
12 years.
Wow.
Maybe 10 days, 2 weeks. Kind of whiskey, right? So, but whiskey probably is unedible for a long time, I have to imagine, right? So, whiskey would be not only unedible, but hooks to me daita. You put it there not to be touched, right? It's not meant to be touched, similar to wine and other things. When it starts to ferment, the grape juice becomes unedible for a period of time until it becomes wine. So, the Yom Shel Shlomo says a bumba kiddush that according to Rashi, that it's not intrinsically muksa, and all of the mafarshim look at this as a trans kiddush. Why? Why does he have to come onto aksinu midaito? It should be intrinsically muksa. Why should it be intrinsically muksa? What's the difference between a cell phone, right, where you can't use it on Shabbos and it's muksa? And a fruit, it should be intrinsically muksa. It has no use on Shabbos. So they ask on this, how are you understanding Rashi that way, Yom Shel Shlomo?
Well, what's the difference? Even if Rashi holds it's not muksa, it doesn't give us any more. Even according to Rashi, there's not any more that we can do with it.
Hold on to your horses.
It matters for Tei Shiyasu, right?
You know, we're going to say, it's a fair question, but it's a different mechanism, and besides with a practical mafkamina difference will be, what's important for us is why not? Where is this coming from? If I tell you, this fruit is inedible, right? You can't, this lettuce, you see like the little bugs crawling on it. You ever see that, by the way, the bugs crawling on the lettuce? Right? Never saw in your life?
I don't fruit and vegetables, so I don't.
What?
I don't fruit and vegetables, so I don't really.
Didn't Rob say something about that at the...
We did. It's a different discussion about your eating habits. But if you're going to eat fruits and vegetables, you have to eat fruits and vegetables without bugs. So the point is...
Did you like little green caterpillars that...
They have aphids.
Yeah, aphids.
Are really... Of course. Years ago, I brought Rabbi Eisenhower. He gave a whole seminar on Sunday. He was showing people.
I
have
one on my phone. I found
a
few days ago. I took a picture of it. Huh? I have one on my phone. I found a few days ago. I took a picture of it with my lettuce.
Of your lettuce. Did you share it with people?
No, I saw it. I saw it.
Okay. So that's the first question. And the Gra asks another question. The Gra, the Vilna Gaon, in Bira Gra, Tov Kuf Tesvav, and Sif Dalid, brings a Gemara, a Mishnah really on Shabbos, which seems to be a Kasha on the Marshal as well. Mishnah says the following thing. We're talking about The Mishnah really assumes that you're not going to move things because of exertion on Shabbos. Exertion is like yagia, working yourself. I just was dealing with a very brilliant self-proclaimed reformed Jew who happens to be pretty open to discussion. But a brilliant man, I mean, you know, a really, really smart person, PhD, very smart person. So we're talking about Shabbos observance. So he says to me, well, I don't get it. Like, you can work a whole day and not be over biblical law. But if you turn on a switch, that's malacha, right? You're like, you know, that's how... So it happens to be Chazal. Our goyim are about working all day, right? And you're not allowed to sit there and exert yourself on Shabbos. Not biblically, but rabbinically. Again, what... constructive act versus non-constructive act, changing things. This is not with my discussion with this gentleman. Becky's question, like, why? Like, how can you tell me constructive act? I can sit there and labor a whole day, right? Well, the Mishnah really discusses that, about how much you're allowed to move and not move. Then the Mishnah says the following thing on Kuf, Kof of all of them in Beis, in Shabbos. Mefan and Truma Tzahira, you're able to move Truma Tzahira, a pure truma, which only a kohen can eat, obviously. Udemai, what's demai?
If you're not sure what it is.
Because it comes in Amar, so I'm not sure if it took a mice off.
So it's basically what we eat on Friday nights.
Where do you eat this mice?
The thing on Friday nights, we have to Kabbalah Shabbat.
You don't read this.
No.
You don't send it by the say on the mice.
No, that's something else. That's about Bamemalika Mesha.
Oh, okay.
If you read this, yeah, there's nothing wrong with reading it. It's certainly not part of our liturgy.
The Mishnah is saying you can't move these things.
You could. You could move Truma Tzahira.
You're talking about the Sartem, Miraftem, Likus, and
Yeah, I know it's
and,
not.
And the Gra is basically using this as to bring a question on the Marshal's question.
He's showing that he isn't asking the Marshal, but he's showing this is another Raya of food becoming intrinsically mukhsa. You'll see in a second. Udmai. And Dmai, Umaisarishon, and Umaisarishon, Shnitla Chumaso. Meister Rishon, which the Truma is taken off of, Meister Sheni, or Hekdish, which is redeemed. All of these things, Havahat Turmas Hayavis, a lupine that's dried out, even though it's not humans don't eat it, Meishu Michael Eason, your goats can eat this thing. So even though it's not edible to humans, any food which is edible to animals is also not going to be a problem of Muksa. But then the Mishnah says, you cannot move Tevel. What's Tevel?
Like, if you didn't take Meiser off of it.
Yeah. Truma, more profoundly, Truma. Right?
For sure, we didn't take.
Yeah, unequivocally. Yeah. So you cannot move it. And not Meiser Rishon, where Truma's not taken off. Not Meiser Sheni, or Hekesh is not liftu. Why? Because all of these things are unedible on Yom Tov or Shabbos. You're not allowed to take Truma on Shabbos. And since you can't take Truma on Shabbos, this food, this Tevel, is inedible. You suck the Mishnah, right? Zach the Mishnah, that it seems to be a raya brura. The little guy's raya, it's a good raya. That food, the food which is not edible on Shabbos, cannot be moved.
Is it raya against Rashi?
Raya against the Yom Tov Shlomo, understanding Rashi. Go ahead. Wait a minute. But like, Moshe thinks of Truma Tzimea also. That's it. He says Truma Tzimea in the Mishnah.
What's
Truma Tzimea? Yeah, B'mei it talks about Truma Tzimea also. Yeah.
What if you got a Kohen in your house? And you haven't taken Truma off?
Can't take Truma.
Huh?
Who cares? You can't take Truma.
But why should you take Truma? Why can't you give 100% to the Kohen?
No, because it happens. We're not learning how to Truma right now. But a Kohen also needs to eat. Tevel is forbidden to eat. Half the Truma has to eat. Meirim has to be taken off. They're saying, I won't eat my challah on Shabbos. I wasn't mafresh challah.
Yeah.
But there's a kohen in the house. I'll just let him eat it. By the way, in Chutzlaretz, challah is a minhag, or maybe the rabban. In Eretz Yisrael, certainly based in Mikdash, even today, a yesh arim, Eretz Yisrael, challah is a deraisa. Right? People don't realize, when you go to Israel, you go to a bakery, you better bakeries. What do you mean? You gotta make sure it's a good hasher. Challah could be deraisa in Eretz Yisrael. That's true must in my... I mean, Eretz Yisrael, I always say it's when I heard in yeshiva, it's the easiest place to keep kosher, and the hardest place to keep kosher. You can always find the heksher, but to get a good heksher, so many shilas there, it's crazy.
I should go to Tel Aviv.
Tel Aviv, unfortunately, there's very few. But even there, if you find something, you have to know it's kosher. I'll never forget. When I was a bacher, I was traveling through with some friends, and this guy was convincing us at his store I was getting a heksher the next week, and I saw some like more modern Orthodox kids eating there. I said, how are you eating here? Well, he told us he was getting a heksher next week. out of your mind? You out of your mind? But Pashat, it could be like eating chazer in America. It could have a shayla of chala. It could have a shayla of truma and maestris on the vegetables, on the tomato sauce, on the bread. You can't just, you know, this guy's claiming without a yarmulke, you know, in some mall in wherever where we were. You know, I was traveling, we were taking the bus back. It was at least 25 years ago. 25 years ago. You gotta make sure that you can't just eat. So, to answer your question after that tangent, you know, you have to take it off. It's the fact that it's there is not gonna be applicable. What comes out from this is that you see from the Gemara says you see that something which is tevel you can't move at all, you're mafnin, right? It's not able to move, right? So we have two kashas on the Imat Yam Shal Shloimo. You hear this?
How is it two? Is it just one?
Number one is why is this any different than any kli? Right.
Different than any.
Right, a kli that Yom Shal Shlomo wants to say in Beit Shal.
An intrinsically mixed object. The Mishnah says that an intrinsically mixed
object. Usually a kli. Why is the fruit different? You're saying fruit is different.
Okay.
And number two is we have a raya brura in fruit itself. The other case, you know.
Food is muksa.
Yeah, it's shuma, it's muksa, right? Clear? The kasha is on it. So really, there is a chakira to be asked. Is we say according to even the Rosh and the Rif, what's the lumdus of food that's is muksa? Is it like a kli? And like a kli that's inedible, a kli that's not usable becomes muksa, so to the fruit, or do we say perhaps that food is different, right? Because it's still food, it has a halacha of food. Right, and therefore it doesn't become intrinsically muksa, which is the way Yom Shal Shlomo sounds. Happens to be the Rambam sounds a lot like this. Right, now he doesn't quote this Rambam, but Ram certainly sounds like the Yom Shal Shlomo. The Rambam is in Hilchas Shabbos. Now I was not feeling well almost. Yeah, until now I didn't see at. I didn't see this Rambam being quoted, but this Rambam was a famous Rambam. It seems to be a raya brura to the Yom Shal Shlomo. The Rambam says the following: Shemen shiyotzi mitachas ha'kira. We have shemen, oil. It comes from a kira shel beis abad. Beis abad is like a threshing floor. It's for olives, right? There's a gas is for grapes. A goyren is for wheat. And the threshing place of olives, where they smashed olives, was a beis abad. So you have oil coming from the mortars, however the space Sabbat was, on Shabbos. V'chen tzmarim v'shkedim hamukhanim l'schayra. Or you have, now another good case, by the way, dates or almonds, right, which are, you know, they're set aside for sale. And by the way, that's a good case of huksa midaito, right? That's a perfect case of huksa midaito, because I put it in the store. It's there for. It's not for my eating. I put it aside for my sales. It's part of my sale item.
Could that the muksa something case apply to that?
No, so it's just muksa machmas chesed case means it's very valuable. You don't let anyone touch. Now it happens to be, we discussed a little bit your case about things which are going to be just you know, going back early with muksa chesed case. It could be, if you want to sell it, but it's in theory it wouldn't be. Right, things I discuss. What if you want to return an item? Is that muksa machmas chesron case because it's there to be, or something which is for sale? So it's not a crazy svara, but mostly muksa machmas chesron case. Not because you want to sell it; it's because it's very valuable.
Okay.
Dates and almonds, even the time of the Talmud or the Rambam, were not that valuable. They had value, but they weren't very valuable. The case of muksa machmas chesron is that. They're so valuable, you don't want anyone to touch it.
Like a really exotic food or something.
Again, most foods are sellable. But in Echanami, if you had a fruit, not that it was selling it in stores, like, you know, for $8, but they're selling it for $8,000.
Yeah.
Actually, I should take that back. In the Middle Ages,
they're
exotic.
Right. In the Middle Ages also, you know, all the spice routes, there were certain things that were extraordinarily expensive, which only the nobility had, right? That they it was not like today, that you had import-export, right?
Like the saffron certain, has ridiculously expensive.
Whatever, yeah, I don't know, again, we don't have to...
Some
have
Chinese teas, forget.
Right, so, yeah, but just, right, okay. So back to over here. So tomorrow in the Shkedim, that is set aside for sale, all of these things, says the Rambam, are mutter la'oichel on the Shabbos. You can eat them on Shabbos.
You can?
You could. But, which by the way, yeah, because he's saying, he doesn't hold its mamish, like, obviously, grogerous enough there, because it's not completely true. If you're stuck, you would take it.
You can see the fruit and the tree and like that, because there's no way that you can ever consume the
right.
fruit and the tree. But you put it in your store, maybe you
right.
might think, oh, we're going to run out of food, I'll take it from my supplies.
Right, right.
Is that what you're saying?
Essentially. It's still there. But, and it's not muksa because you put it aside. Second thing, v'afilu oitzer shel tvua, o tvua tzibura maskel estapik menu b'shabbos. Now, here's the main point. There's nothing as food being mukhs on Shabbos. Elaha kol mukhano. Everything is always mukhano. Seems to say for the Rambam, there's nothing as food that's mukhsa. Right? Which means, like the Rashi says, really food never becomes mukhsa. Just that, your maxima daito. That's how I understand this Rambam. There's food doesn't become mukhsa. Food's food.
You might not be able to eat it, but.
Because you put it you makatsami daito. Now again, the Shram is not quoted, but it's certainly a smach to the Yamso Shlomo.
So then he would only hold that it's because of this idea of it being put away. So he holds that there's no such thing as an intrinsically muksa food.
Who?
The Rambam.
So he says food's not muksa. It's pretty explicit. Now, the Rambam doesn't talk about this case, so it's, you know, maybe, he's, you know, and obviously the Rambam's not going to argue with the Gemara, the Ketza, the figs, and the dates. It could be the Rambam would say make a chilek, but we don't see it. All I'm saying is that the Yamsa Shlomo seems to follow the Rambam. And just to reiterate, the Rosh, and actually it's the Rif, the Rajba, they all hold that food is like a clay. If it doesn't have a shemesh,
what's shemesh?
A use.
Okay.
If clay doesn't have a use on Shabbos, it's muksa, so to food. If you can't use it, it's muksa. Whereas the Yamshur Shlomo says it's not like that, right? Unless it's something which you're maksimi daito, it's okay, right?
And the Rush, the Rav said as well, right?
Well, yeah, the Rush. Yeah. Rush was for sure a chalak.
Yeah.
Right. All these were sure. The Rush, the Rif, there's a Rajba. The question of the Gra from Truma, the Baal HaTanya, always good to answer Gra with the Baal HaTanya. The Baal HaTanya seems to actually be more in this Kasha. What is the Baal HaTanya says? It's actually a side case, but it's pertinent as well. Yesh Eisrim, Letalto Beged Shatnes Shal Yisrael. Now, if it's a Beged of Shatnes, what's the problem?
Can't wear it.
Can't wear it. It's not you. It's not you. It's not usable. A feel it's a Gupa Mekolo. One second. A feel it's a Gupa Mekolo. So this goes back to Moshe Chaim's, Marvin's, question. Even Tzarech Gufo Makomo, why is he saying this? Says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, because she'in a roi l'klum. We made a chilek several weeks ago, if you remember, between this, which is Mokhmas Machmas Isser, and a hammer. A hammer has usage. A screwdriver has usage of Mutar Shabbos. This has no usage for Shabbos. Remember when we said this? So to move this is much more problematic.
For the benefit of your audience, you're talking about your recorder.
Oh, my recorder. Thank you for pointing that out. For posterity, that will be thankful to you, Moshe Chaim. Right? Remember that chiluk we made? So says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, says the Baal HaTanya, well, if a bag of shal shatnez has no use whatsoever, maybe you can't even move it to a kufa makoma. It's like a cell phone. It's like a recorder. It's like a computer. There is nothing. If you want to tell me a hammer has tzarech gufa makoma. If you want to remember that, I give a whole share under what circumstances, who says you can move this. Just to reiterate, this is much more problematic to move. There's no tzarech gufo by the shaz tzarech makomo, right? So he says maybe a beggar shoshanis is like that. So no, the ish matirin the tzarech gufo makomo, why? Because be'etzem, it's a Torah's kli alav, ela shemalach to le'iser. It's a kli, it's just a shemalach to le'iser. B'shabes v'vad, but b'chol, malach to le'heter. Sha'af im b'shabes in way kala shum tashis mut le'tato, hova yish, alav Torah's kli, l'hana shiroi l'malach to b'chol, k'gon, you can use it b'chol, and what else can you do? You can fix it b'chol. You can fix it in a weekday also. You can take out the shatnez. You can move it. There are weekday things you can use. Just such like a candle, there's things. When the bottom line is going to skip to the end, he says,
Why do those people hold that you can't move a tzarech gufo and tzarech makomo hold that way, and you can fix it?
But right now on Shabbos, there's no use. I don't care. It's not a hammer. It has zero use right now.
Okay, so then those who hold you can move a tzarech gufo and makomo,
saying you follow it's
you still can't fix it on Shabbos.
Yeah, but they're holding. It's still a Torah's kli like the pins we said a few weeks ago. It's enough of a tourist clear, you can move tzarech gufo makomo. That's what they're going to hold. Right? That's what that's going to hold. It's going back to that older machlokes we had. But what's important over here, again, it gets very technical, and but he said like this. He says, "V'imo kol l'beg mashiyish l'tzaris v'torah malish." Since you can't wear this baget, just like a michael, it's aser b'achilu b'shabbos latir b'toto. Says the Yom So Shlomo, you can some is a chilek between something that's usher on Shabbos and the weekday, and something that's only usher on Shabbos. If it's be'etzem, unedible, unusable, so that is a problem. It's something that could be fixed. So it's only right now. It's still a permissible thing, right? So if it would be something I can't move at all, it's usher b'hana. That would be one thing. But something that could be fixed, would be mutter to be moved. Tzarech gufo umakomo. Okay, that's so. But the point of the Shulchan Aruch Rav, is that it still gets a shame ochel, right? You can't say in fact that it's muksa right now. It's still food. Right, it's still food. You have to. Is this clear, by the way? So, it means since I can take the truma off afterwards, so the mission is saying I can't move the truma now. Why can't I move the truma now? Because right now it's unedible. But truma you can take off tonight, after Shabbos. And since truma you can take off after Shabbos, it'll be okay. It's a kufa makomo in theory. That would be the svara. Clear? Yeah. So that also would take off the gross question. It could be. That the Yom Shel Shlomo is going to hold, that be'etzem intrinsically, food doesn't become usser. Why doesn't it become usser? Because it's never truly usser. It just right now it has a din that it can't be used, right? It's not a recorder. It's that I can fix it for next Shabbos. It's not something intrinsically that way.
But you can fix tevel after Shabbos too.
Exactly, that's what he's saying, and that therefore it would be mutar tzarech gufo makomo.
But what if you had meat that was mixed with milk? So you'd never be able to fix
right,
that.
Right, so that would be something different. Exactly.
Yeah.
La halacha, I know you're seeing after me right now, by the way. La halacha, the Mechaber quotes the Gemara. The Mechaber says that Akum should have a dar in Yisrael. A guy brings a present to a Jew on Yom Tov. In Yesh Mimeru Mechubar, if it's Mechubar, or it had to be caught, they did Seda, they hunted it on Shabbos or Yom Tov. This is the case of Yom Tov. Aser, it's forbidden to benefit from Af Mishu Beshvila or Chlobo Yom to eat it. Says Mechaber Vafilu Letalzon Aser, and even to go ahead and move it, they give you this gift, which they hunted or they picked, is as he quotes the Rosh and the Rif. On this Mechaber, the Magen Avraham, says the following thing. Who's the Magen Avraham?
Gubinov, that's what Alex always says.
Gubinov?
Something Gubinov. No?
That's not him? You're right,
though. No, he said it all the time. I remember what he said.
Avram Gubinov.
Avram
Avli, Avram Avli, who is from the Shtat of Gubinov.
I learned it from you, Alex.
Okay, the greatest place in Orach Chaim, so the Magen Avraham quotes is to look Chazi La'achila. Why is it also Tatalto? Like the Rosh says and the Rif, it's not edible. Ukumuk Tsunami. You came into Asurin Ba'achila, since it's Asur to eat that day, you cannot move it. Quotes the Rav, the Rif, the Rosh. And he says, the Yam Shal Shlomo, Chaylik Ozer. The Herich, because of Tam Isser, Tiltum Shum Muksa, not because it's an Isser Tilta, because you're Maxim Idaito. And he quotes this Yam Shal Shlomo, right? This difference. On this Yam Shal Shlomo, He says all his proofs are not proofs, and he kind of pushes out this Yam Shel Shlomo as a real raya. The Chavetz Chaim in the Mishnah Berurah on this, so he says, also if you look at Talitzman, if you get a gift from a guy of fruits. Or something that's caught on Yom Tov, it's muksa. The gam came on the asur mechilu mila asur nami betotzo dumi the tevel. Gives two reasons. Gives the Yom Tov Shlomo with Rashi. And it says also, by the way, it's asur bechila, so it's dumi the tevel. Right.
Something from your neighbor, like lemons or whatever, like I said, do you need to ask him? Because this is for my garden. You need to ask him, did you pick it
no,
now?
No, you assume it came
what's the chazaka?
It's chazaka they picked it on Shabbos.
Did they pick it on Shabbos?
Yeah, that's the Gemara says. It's the chazaka they picked it on Shabbos. So I just want to, like, you know, this is a little bit technical, sure, but I just want to show you how halacha works over here. You know, so I mentioned two cases in the beginning, and Jonathan said, well, what's the nafkamina between the Yom Shel Shlomo and in Rashi? The Yom Shel Shlomo and the Rosh and the Rif. So the case of a lettuce which is not edible, right? The case of lettuce that has bugs in it. So the Chayra, it would be according to everybody. would be muksa. Why is that? Because Yom Shel Shlomo would say also that it's not food right now. It's inedible food. It's because there's bugs there. It's not even on the weekday you wouldn't eat it with bugs.
Oh, but you can fix it on a weekday.
But right now, it's muksa.
Yeah.
But the guy makes you food without doing anything else. The food is mutter, right? You just wait time the clock. It's not minei ubei in the food, right? You look at a coffee. The guy made you a coffee. So the coffee. Right? The coffee's coffee. So, like, that would really be like the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and the Yom Shel Shlomo would be saying that exactly. That. It's nothing intrinsic to it. You see what I'm saying over here? That in the Yom Shel Shlomo, where it's only a maxim edaito, right? So, what really tells you is you're not a maxim edaito to the coffee. You didn't even think about it. This is not a case of. But a guy makes you food on Shabbos. Right, in your house, or somebody makes you food on Shabbos. There's no ketzias das over there. Why is there no ketzias das?
It happened upon you.
Yeah, and the Yom Shel Shlomo holds it's not muksa. So therefore, if somebody makes you a coffee, they did a be'isr, you can move it. Why can you move it according to Yom Shel Shlomo? Because you weren't maksim das, and there's no muksa ba'ichlin. It's coffee. There's nothing wrong with a coffee. But your lettuce going into Shabbos was buggy. You knew it was buggy. right? And you knew they weren't going to eat it, so that would be muksa. You hear the difference?
Mm-hmm.
That if you say like the Yom Shel Shlomo, I mean, it can be mamash aser. They made you the food, but it has to be maksa midayis, and inherently it's not muksa. Masha enkin lettuce that's buggy going to Shabbos, you're maksa midayis. You know you're not going to eat it on Shabbos, right? Because it's not edible. Whereas according to the Rosh and the Rif, since food which is not able to be eaten on Shabbos becomes like your cell phone, so then you can't move it, even the coffee or even the food. You hear that difference?
Hmm.
Is that clear? So I just wanted to bring out that chiluk between these two opinions. Right, next week I think we'll do if a kli breaks on Shabbos, glass shatters, what's the halacha of shivre kelim? Like, what are you allowed to move of broken vessels on Shabbos? Even if it was a good vessel, if going to Shabbos, it was a good bowl, and now it cracked, what's these halachas, how that goes? We'll pick that next week.
Okay. The Meiser Rabbi, the
Milkomidus.
The Meiser, the Chafetz Chaim holds